This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin squared off Tuesday over the massive buildup of Russian troops near the Ukrainian border, and the U.S. president eager to use his video call with Putin to serve notice that Moscow will face economy-jarring sanctions if it invades neighboring Ukraine. Just hours before the call got underway, Ukrainian officials charged Russia was continuing to escalate the crisis by sending tanks and snipers to war-torn eastern Ukraine to provoke return fire. Ukraine's defense ministry alleged that Russia is holding training camps under the leadership of regular servicemen of the Russian armed forces. The Kremlin has not commented on those allegations. Biden aimed to make clear that his administration stands ready to take actions against the Kremlin that would exact a very real cost on the Russian economy, according to the White House officials. A suspect in the 2018 killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi has been arrested in France. A French judicial official said the suspect was being held on the basis of Turkish arrest warrant. He requested not being named in accordance with the French justice system's customary practices. French radio RTL said the Saudi national, Khalid Ad El-Otabi, was arrested on the airport near Paris as he was trying to board a flight to Riyadh. Al-Otabi was one of over a dozen Saudi officials sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury in 2018 over Khashoggi's killing and dismemberment at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018. Again, a suspect in the 2018 killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi has been arrested in France. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal judge has blocked U.S. President Joe Biden's administration from enforcing a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for employees of federal contractors. It is the latest in a string of victories for Republican-led states pushing back against Biden's pandemic policies. The U.S. District Judge Stan Baker in Augusta, Georgia, issued the state a bar enforcement of the mandate nationwide. That order came in response to a lawsuit from several contractors in seven states: Alabama, Georgia, Idaho, Kansas, South Carolina, Utah, and West Virginia. It applies to all of the U.S. At least 38 inmates were killed and dozens more injured in a fire Tuesday at the main prison in Burundi's capital. That's according to the country's vice president. 12 died of asphyxia as they tried to flee the burning building. 26 died of severe injuries. The vice president told reporters during a visit to the prison after the fire. He did not say what might have caused that blaze. Two local residents said the fire broke out before dawn. Many of those who died were elderly prisoners. A resident who arrived at the prison as the fire was raging told Reuters. He said that he saw bodies being taken away by ambulance from the scene. A fire broke out in August at the same prison that authorities said was caused by electrical problems. There were no casualties then. Brazil will require that unvaccinated travelers entering the country go on a five-day quarantine followed by a COVID-19 test, according to the health minister on Tuesday, after its president said he opposed the use of a vaccine passport. The president, Jair Bolsonaro, criticized Brazil's health regulator for proposing the vaccination passport be required for arriving travelers to help prevent the spread of the new coronavirus variants. The health minister, speaking after a cabinet meeting later on Tuesday, said Brazil would not discriminate against people who are not vaccinated by adopting that passport. He said that Brazil will require unvaccinated travelers entering the country to quarantine and have a COVID test. He did not give details on how that would be implemented. One of Ghislaine Maxwell's accusers says that the British socialite once felt her naked 14-year-old body before telling her it would be a great body for financier Jeffrey Epstein and his friends. The witness was identified only by her name, Carolyn, first name, and took the witness stand on Tuesday. She became the third woman to testify at the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell about the abuse the accuser said they endured at the hands of Epstein. They alleged the abuse was facilitated by his close associate, Maxwell. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.